In the Hudson Valley Air Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Bob Fisher. Hello, Bob.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Where do you live?
I'm in Poughkeepsie, New York.
Okay, good. You've been there all your life?
I'm a Dutchess County native. I was born in Beacon, lived in Fishkill, and I'm simply moving north, so now I'm in Poughkeepsie.
Keep going north. So Canada is the next frontier, right?
In a little while, yes.
So you're not a kid. You've been doing this a while, writing songs, playing music, that kind of thing?
I am a septuagenarian.
Septuagenarian.
I'm going to be 72 in that, but it's true.
So what is the goal in music at this point? Are you still auditioning, or are you kind of, you know, doing it as a sideline?
Mine is a very funny situation. I don't know if it's atypical, but I have been writing poetry really most of my life. My life didn't take the direction of music. I did furniture refinishing and sold the antiques and some various other things. Within the last 10 years, I picked up the guitar. I had taught myself some guitar chords earlier in life, but kind of put it down. But writing poetry my whole life, thought I was pretty good at that, just any kind of subject that would pop into my head, some really weird stuff too, a lot of sarcastic, funny. Within the last 10 years, I picked up the guitar, and then if I got an idea for something, instead of writing it as a poem, I would come up with a song, if I could, and then try to put words to it. And whatever subject strikes me, it could be love, it could have something to do with something funny. What I've decided I wanted to do, because I'm a self-taught guitarist, mm-hmm. and not a professional singer, so I did a little bit of the open mic thing a few years ago, just as a way I was advised to try to get my stuff out there to be heard. And I think ultimately, and then some health issues have gotten in the way, so it's been a hard road. And really what I've tried to do is hopefully write something or have written something that another performer, another artist might want to render or might hear and get it somehow into their hands, at least to promote the music so it can be heard by somebody else who might have more talent musically and vocally to do it.
Good idea. Well, I hope this Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight helps you in that direction.
I've written maybe two or three songs a year. And I have a stack of poetry that I've put music to, but generally I start with a tune, come up with an idea for a subject, and then just labor over it a little bit at a time, and then when I think I've come out with a finished product, that's it, and there's no time set necessarily.
That's right. Yours is a long arc. We get a lot of younger people sending in who kind of want it done now, fast,
yes,
as soon as possible, ASAP. Your lesson here is, you know, don't force it. Start with something like poetry. It turns into music, and then get it right, take your time, and do the job, right?
Yes, absolutely.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Bob Fisher. Aside from the advice that I kind of gave to younger people, would you tell younger people who are kind of in a hurry?
Well, the advice my father used to give me when I would talk to him about music way, way back, 100 years ago, he would just say, get an education and learn a trade, and have something that you can put your feet on the ground. And then, you know, if music, work at your music in the evenings or on weekends. And if you have the talent and you have the persistence, it'll come. I mean, you have to work at it and you have to keep plugging away, because the competition, from what I understand, I mean, I'm a 71-year-old man trying to literally get my foot in the door.
Mm-hmm.
So there are people that started much younger and they're my age, but they've been playing and writing music for 30 and 40 years. I can't turn the clock back and do that. But I would advise a young person to get something substantial to work on as far as they're paying their bills. And then if they have musical talent and they stick with it, it'll work out.
Tell us about the song we're going to play of yours called Alive.
Boy, Andy, I wish I could tell you something.
There must be something behind it, Bob.
I enjoyed going to the Dutchess County Fair and enjoyed carnivals really most of my life. And a couple of times we did see sideshows. And I was sitting, and this song was written actually within the last couple of months only. I just came up with a tune, and then I made some notes about a carnival sideshow, and because it always fascinated me going way back, I just said, why not? And I just came up with the hook, Alive, and just kind of wrote around that.
I kind of like the metaphor subtext behind that, because we all feel like we're in a sideshow a lot of the time, right? Like, where do I fit in? Where do I belong?
Yes. Absolutely, it's true. A lot of my songs have double messages. Sometimes even I don't get it immediately, but most of them are geared to say two or three different things.
Yeah, it's more of a subconscious thing. You write it, then you realize, boy, I'm a smart guy.
Yes. Okay.
Aside from being on WHUD right about now, how can people find out more about Bob Fisher? F-I-S-C-H-E-R. How can people find out more?
Well, I have an email address, if that would help you.
Sure. Let's try then.
B-O-F-I, Bofi, at AOL.com.
Bob, thanks so much for your time. Good luck to you. Hope this works for you. Hope you get some performers out there who appreciate the quality of your music, and I'll contact you about writing songs for them.
Well, Andy, I am very appreciative of your calling, and I really enjoyed talking to you, and I'm looking forward to hearing the song.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight, Bob Fisher and the song Alive at 100.7 WHUD. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Andy, very much.